online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The first so-called recycling reward machines in Britain are going to be installed at a service station in Kent in a bid to reduce litter on our motorways.
You literally put your can or your plastic bottle into the machine. You'll get your coupon, which you can redeem in the service station. The plastic bottle or the coffee cups are then compacted down and they'll be collected up for recycling.
That's true in Restorick from charity Hubbub, who are behind the idea. They say they've chosen Maidstone services on the M20 because of the number of tourists and lorry drivers passing through on their way to the continent. Stats show it costs £6 million a year to clear rubbish from our motorways, with more than 100 sacks collected per mile. Meantime, organisers of next month's Kent County show have announced they're installing more recycling points. It'll make it easier to get rid of plastic rubbish in a sustainable way. You'll also be able to exchange bottles for a small gift at the Kent Wildlife Trust stand.
KMFM News.
The Home Office says there's not going to be a review into making the recreational use of cannabis legal. It's firmly rejected a suggestion put forward by ex-Tory leader Lord Haig, who claims the war on the Class B drug has been lost. Ministers say the debate on whether it should be used in medicines is a separate issue. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he supports that.
Public health has to come first. And the health of users. But I do think we've moved quite an important step with the idea, which will probably become law, of legalising the medicinal uses of cannabis, because it clearly can help people.
A former taxi driver from Whitstable has been jailed for sexually assaulting a child. Graham Kemp targeted a young girl between 2002 and 2004. He also admitted two more sexual offences against another child in the late 90s. The 71-year-old from Goslin Street has been sentenced to 5 years and 3 months in prison. London's mayor's told would-be terrorists, "You'll never succeed," on the first anniversary of the Finsbury Park van attack, which killed a father of six. Sadiq Khan has joined survivors for a minute's silence in North London. Southeastern services between Dartford and London are disrupted this afternoon after someone was hit by a train at Crayford. Police were called to the station just after 11 this morning. The incident's not being treated as suspicious.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Visa has revealed an IT failure earlier this month was caused by a glitch with a network switch which routes data. The disruption lasted for just over 10 hours and affected 5.2 million card transactions. Talks are due to take place about the idea of a Pride event in Medway. It comes just weeks after thousands of people descended on Canterbury for their annual parade and festival, and ahead of one in Faversham this weekend. There's going to be a community meeting looking at whether to press ahead with it. Rochester's Labour councillor Alex Patterson says it's what the towns need.
We have events which celebrate the community at large, but I think it's really important that we also recognise the struggle that marginalised communities have, and that's something that a Pride event is very important for.
And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are joining the Queen at Royal Ascot today. The event's official programme says Harry and Meghan will present the winning trophy for a race later this afternoon. Meantime, Kensington Palace has announced the couple will visit Dublin next month.
Sport. With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and England manager Gareth Southgate says their opening World Cup performance was very good, with a lot of chances created in the first half. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Harry Kane scored twice, including an injury time header to grab a 2-1 win against Tunisia in their first Group G game. Southgate believes the Tottenham striker won't be focusing on his goals, though.
I know he will feel that, you know, the pride in leading his country to a win in a World Cup match tonight is the most important thing.
Tennis, and Andy Murray's set to make his competitive tennis comeback later after just under 12 months out. The British two-time Wimbledon champion takes on Australian Nick Kyrgios in the opening round of the Queen's Club Championship. Cricket, and England aim to make it 3 straight wins in their 5-match one-day international series with Australia later. They'll wrap up the series with victory at Trent Bridge. And 3 Kent players have been named in the England women's cricket squad for a T20 series against South Africa and New Zealand. Tammy Beaumont and Laura Marsh keep their places after the recent one-day series win, while Tash Farrant is called into the side. The first game is at Taunton tomorrow.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.